Random House Audio presents If Democrats Had Any Brains, They'd Be Republicans by Ann Coulter. This is the author, Ann Coulter. This audiobook is about liberals and the woman who hates them, uttering lines that send liberals into paroxysms of rage, otherwise known as citing facts, is the spice of life. When I see the hot spittle flying from their mouths and the veins bulging and pulsing above their eyes, well, that's when I feel truly alive. This happens, I dearly hope, once a week when my column is released. But the public's gnashing of teeth that I incite occurs approximately every 6 to 8 months, which is rather understated since I believe I annoy liberals much more often than that. Liberals' response to unbridled right-wing speech makes the Muslims look laid back. Reacting with stupefied indignation whenever someone disagrees with them, especially in a way that makes people point and laugh at liberals, they seem to be in a constant state of outrage. Liberals, and the conservatives who fear them, have a look of perpetual outrage, kind of like the way Nancy Pelosi has a look of perpetual surprise. About twice a year for nearly a decade, I have upset the little darlings with some public statement, and yet they manage to summon fresh outrage for each new offense. Each time they think I can't sink any lower, I proceed to do so. And by the way, if they're going to keep using the tired formulation, this time she's gone too far, can I get an admission that the last 16 times were, therefore, not too far? I'm almost at the point that I could put together an entire speech containing only lines that make liberals cry. It would be a rather disjointed speech, involving references to Muslims, Katie Couric, Bill Clinton, Max Cleland, Muslims again, Norman Mineta, Justice Stevens, the Jersey Girls, more on the Muslims, Jack Murtha.